Steven Dorado makes photos in black and white because they last. Black and white prints don't fade over time the way color photos do. To do this, he prefers a 30-pound camera that dates back to the 1850s. It looks like an accordion mounted on a tripod.
It's got a bellows, it's got a big lens in the front of the camera, and sheets of film with holders go on the back of it. I'm underneath a dark cloth. It looks like a cartoon.
It does look comically outdated, but he uses this camera for nearly all of his projects, including a deeply personal series that lasted 20 years. It was about his dad.
My father is a huge impact on my life.
Steven's dad, Gene, was an artist for the Massachusetts Public Works Department. He wanted Steven to be an architect, but Steven had his sights set on his father's camera, an ordinary one he used for work.
Finally, around 12 years old, he finally submitted to that, and I borrowed his camera. And the minute I felt it in my hands, I felt this was a medium that spoke to me.
The two of them would go to museums, talk about design and composition. His dad became a creative mentor. Steven then went on to become an artistic and documentary photographer. Using the box camera, he captured working-class life in his native Worcester and then landscapes on Martha's Vineyard. One day in Steven's studio, his father, Gene, saw a photo he didn't like.
And my father said, "I like that photo." And I said, "What photo?" And he pointed to the same one that he discredited it earlier. That was my very first moment of, yeah, something's wrong here.
Gene had Alzheimer's disease.
I just wanted to hold on to him. I didn't want to let go of him. So I asked my father if I could make appointments to photograph him.
So he set the camera on its tripod and started chronicling his father's struggle with Alzheimer's.
Took 3,000 photos of him, by the way, over 3,000.
At his cabin in Vineyard Haven, Steven shows me some of the photos from the series he named With Dad. The photos were revealing. Early in the series, Gene's gaze meets the camera head on. A slight smile shows his kind, quiet demeanor.
And he's wearing a bathrobe, which looks very dignified in this particular shot.
Then Gene had a stroke. Steven says he used to be curious and critical, but his interest faded. In the images, you can see Gene looks distant, depressed. The spark was gone.
I was astounded that he didn't care. I think it was the fact he was further along than I thought.
Then Gene had a second stroke, and the Alzheimer's got worse.
This is the one where he couldn't count to 10.
Steven shows me another photo, this time from a nursing home. His dad was looking at himself in the bathroom mirror. Steven was getting ready to take his picture when his dad turns to him.
And I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "The man in the mirror is looking at you." And there was this horrible moment about sense of loss, that he no longer was looking in a mirror at himself, but some stranger. So I looked at him and I said, "Dad, what do we think about the man in the mirror?" And he said to me, "I think he's a good man." And I said, "I think he's a great man. And I think the two of us should look at this great man in the mirror, and I'll make my photo." And I continued and I made that shot.
Eventually, Gene stopped looking at the camera altogether, like he forgot Steven was there. This series helped Steven hold on to his dad, but it's another series he made that would help him let go. He started making pictures at the American Legion Memorial Bridge. It's a spot on Martha's Vineyard where families go to kick off their summer vacation by jumping off into the ocean below.
Some people go all-knowing, superheroes, hands stretched out, going into the oblivion. There's a sense of faith there that everything is going to be fine.
He photographed the swimmers jumping into the water for 2 years before he realized why.
I found myself tearing up and crying. And it took me a while. It took me a couple weeks to realize I was letting go of my father at the bridge.
Gene died in 2009. He was 80 years old.
I started photographing him, like I said, 60-ish, and I'm 59 this year. And there's not a point in my time and existence that I'm thinking maybe I might end up down that hole as well. But I can work and I can contribute. And so I do hold on to that dearly.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Zach Dyer in Vineyard Haven.